Forget snakes on a plane. Border residents have been told they should stash hay bales, sheep and beekeeping equipment on aircraft to overcome travel restrictions. Rural and regional businesses say the advice coming from bureaucrats is farcical, and for some, the frustration is too much. Here's National Regional Affairs reporter Lucy Barber.
Brazier Chris Taylor has been trying to get from his Western Victorian property to his southern New South Wales farm to feed his sheep. But when he rang Service New South Wales to ask them how best to do that, he nearly fell off his chair.
I thought she was joking, for starters.
He wanted to drive 43 tonnes of hay to his Euston property, but he says after spending 3 hours on the phone, much of that time on hold, he was told...
The department in Sydney then informed me that I needed to take the 43 tonne of hay to Melbourne, fly it to Sydney, sit in Sydney for 14 days and then transport it to Euston to feed my sheep. So 14 days later, the sheep would get some feed and the hay would have a joy flight to Sydney and sit in quarantine.
New permits announced this week allow residents within 100 kilometres of the border to travel to the other side without quarantining. But Chris Taylor isn't eligible because he lives hundreds of kilometres from his New South Wales property. The situation has driven him to despair.
I've waited 2 weeks. I'm no closer. And it's starting to get me down. I need results and I need them soon.
Another sheep farmer had been told she'd have to put her 40 sheep on a plane to get them to a New South Wales sale yard. Cargo Freight Managing Director Grant Carroll says that would be hugely expensive and unrealistic.
Could you imagine a whole belly full of sheep underneath your seat bellowing while you're trying to sip your shandy in the smell?
Victorian beekeeper Tim Claridge can't get his head around the suggestion of air freighting livestock feed and equipment either. He has 460 beehives in Forbes and Griffith in New South Wales and desperately needs to tend to them so that the bees can pollinate crops.
I haven't found a way to put a 13-tonne truck and all the hardware that I need into a suitcase and take it with me.
He feels dudded by state governments and wants the Commonwealth to intervene.
The federal government has to step in with some sort of state of emergency declaration to take care of agricultural workers in my situation.
The New South Wales Agriculture Minister, Adam Marshall, says his government's working with individuals to overcome major issues.
I'm not going to stop working on this until we have operations able to work freely both sides of the border for the agricultural sector. The Health Minister in New South Wales has committed to reviewing the change that he made at my request in a week's time, and I'll hold him to that.
That's New South Wales Agriculture Minister Adam Marshall ending Lucy Barber's report.